It's 20 days to the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
It's only 18 to the first game at the City of Coventry Stadium.
Brilliant. Are you going to be going along to the matches?
Yes, I will. We have invited some of our Twin Cities to come along to take in one game because they contributed to the cultural activities and helped make fabric for Lady Godiva, who's riding the game for the first time in 1,000 years.
Brilliant. And in terms of the city as a general, obviously sort of it's being smart. There's new displays going up on roundabouts. There's all the flags that are lining the streets into the city centre. Is this going to be a lasting thing for us?
I hope that's only the start of what will come. Outside of London, we're the only city that developed our own app. And please don't ask me to go to the technicalities.
I shan't, don't worry.
But what I do know is, as of a week ago, we'd had 33,000 downloads of Coventry's app across 150 different countries.
Yeah.
So that is publicised in the city. We know from some of the tour operators that people are asking about trips to Coventry, you know, to boost our tourist trade.
Yeah.
So, again, I think that augurs well for the city.
Oh, fingers crossed, fingers crossed. And what do you hope will be the lasting legacy for this city from the Olympics of this year?
Well, for me, it's an economic legacy, as well as sport. Obviously, you know, I would love children to get involved in sport. Not only is it enjoyable, it's healthy for them.
Yeah.
But what I want to be able to do is use the Olympics as a hook to hang things on, get Coventry's name known internationally so that we can get the major developers interested in helping us redevelop the city centre and get the Friargate scheme and the Gateway scheme underway, creating jobs for the city. Because I think that way we have a lasting legacy where we move away from unemployment and get people back into work. And I think that would be an absolutely brilliant legacy.
Do you know, I think a lot of people would agree with you as well on that. Councillor John Mutton, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
We will speak to you again at some point, hopefully. Do take care. Go and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Go and put your shopping away. And we'll speak to you again. Thank you very much.
Okay, all the best.
Thanks for your time. Miss it. Miss out.